Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy. It's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Media mogul and the legend agent to the biggest names in international cricket. This is Baja TV Podcast with Baja Powell.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliated organizations or entities. The content shared is for informational and entertainment purposes only and does not constitute legal, financial, medical, or any other form of professional advice.
This episode is brought to you by 124 Nut Out Sports Agency. Welcome to the next level.
Hey guys, it's your girl Basha. Welcome to the Basha TV podcast, coming to you from Naples, Florida. On this episode, you get to hear from me, just Basha, no guests. And I like to think of myself as your favorite street therapist. How about that? So today, our topic is a very difficult one. It's time for Black women to like each other. Now, let me just say this before you all come for me. This is my lived experience. It is the lived experience of my sisters, my girlfriends, a lot of the Black women in my life. So this is not fiction. It's more of a biopic. There are many women like me who would love to speak on this topic, but they're too afraid. So today I'm going to speak to you from my heart. So consider this a love letter to Black women from Basha. With love. As a woman of a particular age, I have been hurt a lot of times. By the same token, I have also hurt a few people. And today, to those people, I say, I'm sorry. When you know better, you do better. The people who have hurt me the most, though, are Black women. Now, let me say this. This episode is not intended to assassinate the character of Black women or to speak ill of Black women. As you can see, I'm a Black woman and I love Black women, even though they don't all love me back. But as I often do on this platform, I tell the truth. And some of my queens need to hear the truth. Historically, many of our Black women, female ancestors, were not taught to love themselves, inside and out. And consequently, it is hard for them to love each other. They were ridiculed because of the texture of their hair, the size of their lips, the swing of their hips. I don't want to go Maya Angelou on you right now. Their complexions. This runs deep. It's a global issue for Black women. It runs deep. We inherited the self-hate generations and generations of women. Some may argue that it was caused by slavery. I cannot say for sure. The Black women who've hurt me and who I'm around, they never knew slavery. Many of them live luxurious lives. They're well-educated. but they still use derogatory terms like to describe the texture of their hair, and they still say derogatory things about Black women. So I can't blame slavery. I think they were taught by their ancestors. I can say for me, as early as my first steps, I was taught that the texture of my hair was not of the best. That's what I was taught. I had to unlearn that idea. It was taboo to say that you're Black. You know, I have grown up in the Caribbean. I knew many people who are obviously Black to me now, who refer to themselves as mixed. And, you know, I think a lot of people just did this in an attempt to escape from the pain associated with their identity. And I don't hold it against them, but I simply think that we were all just repeating the mistakes of our ancestors. And the hair texture is a very big one. Now, I'm speaking to Black women directly. Women of other races, my friends of other races, please close your ears. This is not for you. While many of you Black women don't like the term angry Black woman, ask yourself honestly, what is your instinctive reaction to a physically gifted, well-dressed Black woman who exudes power walking into a room? Be honest. What is your instinctive reaction? Many of you behave as though she did something wrong just by entering a room. This woman has never met you before. How dare you look so good or better than them? I cannot make this up. This is my lived experience. I just described to you how I'm treated and many of my girlfriends are treated when we walk into a room. Sometimes I just want to say to a sister, who hurt you, sis? Because it wasn't me. Now, if I dare walk into that same room with my fine ass husband, oh shit. Well, that's a real trigger, because how dare me have a fine ass man? And another thing, if a Black woman is married to a white man or a light skinned man, even if he's Black, but he's light skinned, well, there's a common feeling that she's lucky. Perhaps he's doing her a favor because she's Black. I cannot make this up. It is commonly felt that if a darker-skinned woman is married to a light-skinned man or a white man, it is presumed that she pursued him. Isn't that sad in today's age? Many years ago, a Black woman asked me, after I think my husband and I were already married, but to put it into context, he's a famous cricketer, and he was in his prime at that time. And her line of questioning insinuated, she asked me, where you met him? And I'm telling you, this question insinuated that I would have put myself in a position to get his attention and his affection. And I simply looked at her, well poised, and said, I didn't meet him, you know, he met me. The conversation was over. Who can relate? But honestly, I don't get it. Why can't we inspire each other as Black women? Why do we have to one-up each other? I was in a company of two Black women many years ago. I'm no longer close with them. And the topic came up about Michelle Obama and the fabulous Oprah Winfrey. And these Black women went off on the former First Lady and the fabulous Oprah, as though they went to school with them. They knew everything bad about them. I learned a very valuable lesson that night, and I read the room. And for me, I would rather believe something positive about a Black woman who I do not know personally than to focus on anything negative. My point, though, is why can't we as Black women immediately be inspired by a woman who looks like us, who's doing well, as opposed to being immediately threatened? Why do we have to default to threaten? I feel like maybe historically Black colleges and universities should teach a special class on how to treat Black women right. How can you be a Black woman and you say, you know, you're all about Black pride when you don't even know how to treat other Black women correctly? You want them to shrink when they're around you. I recently asked one of my producers, I said, which one of your Black girlfriends can you call up and say, girl, I'm really doing well. I'm producing this global podcast and I know we're going to get an Emmy one day soon. She watched me and laughed. Need I say more? Truly, the journey of being an affluent Black woman can be a very lonely one. Because it seems to me that some Black women that I have met along the way, they wanted me to shrink. On that note, we need to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll continue to explore why I believe that Black women need to start liking and supporting each other more. It's your girl, Basha. We'll be right back. Hey, guys, it's your girl, Basha. Before we went to break, we were discussing it's time for Black women to like each other. And if you're enjoying what you've seen so far, and if you're enjoying this episode, please give us a like, a subscribe, and a follow. And be sure to follow us on Instagram as well. So I was describing to you guys before I went to break, the journey of an affluent Black woman is very lonely. It's a very lonely one. So if you're a progressive, high-achieving Black woman operating within the top tier of society, you will inevitably encounter three distinct archetypes of Black women. And let me tell you who they are. Number one, she's the challenger. As I like to call her, the hater. With her, you are guilty upon arrival. You didn't have to, you know, even enter the room. She is immediately threatened as soon as she sees you, because your shine is too loud. In her mind, she's saying, who does she think she is? But, you know, my question to the hater is, who do you want her to be? And the truth is, it's about what your presence reflects back to her. That's what she doesn't like, not you per se, your presence, as I like to call it, energy. Number two, the competitor, or as I like to call her, the one-upper. She will not openly recognize you. Now, how many of you know women like this? Your shine, your accomplishments, she admires you, but she dislikes you for the same things she admires in you. Your Coca-Cola body shape, your designer clothes, your house, your car, the lifestyle, the nice man. Everything you have is too good for you. And anything you achieve, she is going to tell you that she's done it already, about to do it, or did it many years ago. So calm down. She's the one who will pretend not to recognize anything you do in your life, but will slowly morph into a version of you after she's dismissed that same version. Who can relate? Number three. This person, I actually feel sorry for number three. This is the withdrawn, or as I like to call her, Miss Camera Shy. She is going to let you know from up front that you're too much for her, that she can't really be around you. And she's going to avoid spending time with you like the plague. She feels like your presence magnifies her insecurities. And she's going to wear her insecurities on her sleeve every single day. She is going to avoid you. This type of Black woman in general, or even women of other races who fall in this category, to be very fair, right? These are women who wanted more for their life. And it just didn't work out for whatever reason. I mean, I don't know. But their dreams were abandoned along the way. And how dare you dream big and work hard and be successful? It's unfortunate that they feel that way. But you didn't know them when they abandoned their dreams. Guys, let's pay some bills. Let's pause for a cause. We're going to an ad. We'll be right back.
This segment is brought to you by Ricardo Powell Cricket Academy, based in Tampa and Naples, Florida.
Hey guys, it's your girl Basha, and welcome back to the Basha TV podcast with Just Basha. And today we're talking, it's time for Black women to like each other. From my experience and what I have seen on my journey, successful Black women typically have one or two friends, real friends, from childhood or early adulthood. And if you are one of those women, and if you're lucky enough to have those one, two, or three people in your life, cherish them, take care of them. There's an unspoken understanding that has been popularized by Black culture, that a Black woman has to work hard. She has to struggle. She has to make ends meet. Whatever she wants, she has to work hard for it. Society rarely expects a Black woman to have a husband who provides well for her, to be a housewife, or to just be successful, right? And though such women exist, it's just not the norm. So the very existence of a woman like that creates some form of envy and animosity among Black women. No lies told. The life of a white woman is expected to be a lot softer. So no one is surprised if she marries up, or even if that man is a Black man and he's successful, no one is surprised. If a Black woman, if a white woman has a husband who's paying her bills, she is not envied for this. This is expected. She's not even envied by other Black women for this. You know, if a Black woman finds favor with love, she's a villain. A white woman, nobody pays attention. I feel that if Black women were taught to be gentler to themselves, they would be gentler with each other. When a Black woman ascends socially and economically, she tends to lose friends. Yeah. Black female friends. The higher you climb as a Black successful woman, the less support you have from your tribe, from those you consider to be your tribe. In fact, the better you look, the better you're doing, it makes them angrier. And you're an immediate target. You know, I'm talking to you guys from my heart. This is a very difficult episode for me. Everything that I have felt, every pain that I've carried over the past 40-some years, I'm laying it out right now in this episode. Growing up as a young Black woman in the Caribbean was not easy. Black girls were not seen. You had to be bright, whatever bright is, to be heard. Even if you were cute, beautiful, it was not even said you were Black. And I was beautiful, but that wasn't said. You had to be brilliant to be liked. My earliest memory of other Black women that I grew up among in the Caribbean were them, older women, were them bad-mouthing other women in the community, talking about what they were wearing, who they were dating, who they got pregnant by, and the list goes on. The word classy and black woman did not go together back then, unless you were Diana Ross or Diane Carroll. I recently told our eldest son, in the presence of his dad, that I don't want to ever hear them say the phrase, "She's a classy black woman." What do you mean? She's either classy or she's not. But including the word black with classy black woman insinuates that a black woman, you're surprised that a black woman can be that classy. Don't ever imply that a black woman is not classy. We have soul. Black women have bodies to kill. As a friend of mine liked to say, body built by Ford. We have bodies that plastic surgeons are replicating on other women from other races. We can give away parts of our assets and still have a Coca-Cola bottle shape. We are the gold standard when it comes to taking care of our husbands and our children. We just suck at taking care of ourselves. We are fierce protectors of our family. However, because we were never taught to love ourselves properly by our female ancestors, we don't always respond with love to some other black woman we encounter on our journey. I have wanted to talk about this topic for a long time, guys. I hope you understand that this is me being vulnerable as a black woman, not being critical of black women who look like me. I have struggled with the way black sisters treat me and other women like me for a very long time. If you dare be different and level up as a black woman, you're immediately an outcast. Why, sis? I just want you all to know that it is possible for all of us to make it without climbing on each other's back or tearing each other down. It is possible for all of us to be classy. Those days are done. You have a choice to embrace a new mindset or to sit in your pain like some of our mothers and grandmothers and female ancestors did. Don't let anybody make you shrink. You are black and you're beautiful, uniquely and wonderfully made. I'm sorry that they hurt you. I'm sorry that they did not see you. But I promise you, I do. It's your girl, Basha. Thank you for tuning in. And stay tuned for more Just Basha episodes every Monday on the Basha TV podcast. And if you like this episode, you may also like our other episode coming up after this call, Why Men Cheat. Always remember that your location determines your value. So be careful where you place yourself and who you place yourself with. Don't forget to like and subscribe and follow. I'm outside. Cheers. Basha TV podcast was created by Basha Alicia Powell, hosted by Basha Alicia Powell, executive producer Basha Alicia Powell, producers Delicia Winnell, Alicia Bazin, creative Basha TV Productions LLC Carver Consultant, music all rights reserved to Basha Alicia Powell and Ricardo Powell, editors Basha Alicia Powell, Delicia Winnell, visual effects Basha TV Productions LLC and RJ Powell. Music composer, Basha TV Productions, all rights reserved. Guest bookings, Carver Consulting, legal consultant, Alicia Beza. Special thanks to all our guests.